Half with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Let's review Everton's win at the weekend. Another win in 2017, this time against lowly Sunderland. But it was a record setter for Romelu Lukaku. And Alan Irwin was commentating on it. Morning, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
Right, let's do a bit of a Romelu quiz.
Oh,
I've got some stats here. So Romelu, 60 goals in the Premier League. Who has he scored the most against? Is it Aston Villa or West Ham?
West Ham.
It is. Do you know how many?
Eight.
Seven. Oh. But you were close. You were close, right?
League goals, yeah.
Yeah, league goals. Right. Who has he scored the least against? You've got an option of five teams here.
Probably go Arsenal.
Arsenal's one of them. Middlesbrough's another. Burnley, Swansea, Norwich, and Leicester. It's more the teams down the lower end, bar the Arsenal and Leicester, obviously, from last season.
Boys,
well, Leicester two there. 60 goals then. Has he scored more right-footed or with his head?
Right foot.
He has. 16 goals right-footed, 12 with his head as well. 57 of his goals have come inside the penalty box as well.
Wow.
Look, it was a big goal for him, wasn't it? He went over and celebrated with Duncan Ferguson, and then all the Evertonians chanted Duncan's name.
Well, he's only equaled his record. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before he surpasses it. But it is only Premier League football. You know, it's not football in its entirety, is it? So it's a record that probably will be held for some time, because he's got the rest of the season certainly to go on and continue what he's been doing. I think Duncan Ferguson was delighted for him. I think, you know, he said he quite happily, you know, wants the record to go, and nobody better than Romelu Lukaku, because he does exactly what it says on the tin at the moment, doesn't he? He puts the ball in the back of the net with huge regularity. So I think Duncan Ferguson's delighted for him, and Ronald Koeman likewise. And the more he does it, the more he's going to be a wanted man, which you said before. So I'd like to see him, you know, put pen to paper on a new contract, I suppose, and just give Everton a bit more security on that asset.
Pace is brilliant, but his power as well.
Yeah.
I think Brian Oviedo is obviously looking to his right, thinking, I haven't got a chance in hell of winning this battle. At the very end of the game, he's probably done it on the training ground a million times and never won it on the training ground. I think Romelu knew at that moment as well.
Yeah, I think he did. From the halfway line onwards, there was only going to be one winner. He nearly scuffed the final effort, didn't he, which went into the net off Oviedo. But I think, as you say, on the training ground, he'd have known if he got the right side of him, there was only going to be one winner. So I suppose real disappointment for Oviedo and Gibson, who both returned to Goodison and both picked up yellow cards, probably for their over-exuberance and their efforts on the day in an attempt to show the Everton fans that they shouldn't have left the club. But Romelu Lukaku is doing brilliantly for Everton at the moment. You simply cannot complain. I think what we've got to see him do more of, Steve, is score against the top clubs in the big, big games. And Everton have got some big, big games to come, haven't they? Particularly away from home. You know, Tottenham coming up this weekend. They've still got Liverpool to play away. They've still got Man United to play away. And they've got Arsenal on the final game of the season. So Everton are going to have a big say in what happens in the top four placings.
Where's this contract of his? I ask you this every week now, Al, and I'm going to keep asking you until I see it resurface. Sky are doing a special programme, aren't they, from
tomorrow,
Everton
tomorrow?
They're not going to do a live screening of him signing his contract, are they,
that
or something?
That would be something. I've done one of those in rugby league, but I certainly can't see football.
Come on, let us in on the secret, Al. That'd be great.
That would be a massive coup, wouldn't it?
Are you standing behind him as he commentating as he signs it?
Well, I think every fan would be delighted if that was the case, but that's certainly not going to happen tomorrow. The sooner the better, I think, for, as I said before, a bit of security, because no guarantee, even if he signs a contract, he's going to be here next season. You know, it's more for the club than the player, isn't it, really? You know, the club can secure a better deal should he move on, as he's so often stated, that every break they get from playing Premier League football, whether it's an international break or their enforced break because of the FA Cup, you know, he seems to come out with a statement about playing Champions League football. So it's certainly there in his heart and in his mind. But, you know, will it happen with Everton? It's not beyond, you know, the question, is it, if they keep on winning matches and important matches, if they go to Tottenham and win, you know, that's a real spanner in the works of the top four, isn't it?
They're motoring along very nicely. Well, what is this this Sky Day all about then? So have Everton just opened the doors to the TV cameras?
I think there's a certain fella who's working at Sky now who's certainly got a foot in the door and has been able to gain his access.
Mr. Myers. He's... Yeah. Right. It's not a bad thing. Evertonians will see something different tomorrow, will they?
Just a bit of live shots, training interviews with you know, people behind the scenes that we don't normally get an opportunity to chat to. So Everton have kindly allowed us sort of, you know, access all areas within reason. You know, there'll be a limited amount of training shots being filmed. But as it stands with the current Sky agreement anyway, Steve, every club has to allow Sky to film 15 minutes of training shots once a month. So they've got up-to-date images rather than, you know, trawling through the archives on a regular basis. So that's something that every club has to do. And I don't know whether you've noticed this season as well, there has to be an interview with a player from each club before the weekend's round of matches,
yes,
which wasn't always the case last season. It's something that's been added onto the current deal. So that in itself gives access to players more so. And that player must have played in the last league game as well. So there are certain rules that clubs have to abide by as well. So
I always think that's a real strange one, Al. You know, speaking to an athlete, a sports person, before they've played the game. If you watch it, tennis have got the same rules for a lot of the tournaments there, the ATP World Tour Finals. What can a player say? They literally cannot say anything. Plus,
it's all mundane, really,
they're
isn't it?
So focused, aren't they? They're really not interested in the interviewer.
No, and they are short interviews, but there's also one that's done a couple of days before the game where it's a proper sit-down 10-minute piece with the individual where you can go more into their particular background, etc. The ones on the day of the game, which take place only an hour and a quarter before the kickoff, they are very mundane, and it's just a case of, you know, yeah, we're focused, we're looking forward to the game, we need the 3 points, and you know, we'll give everything we've got. You know, it's you could virtually write the script for every one of them, but the sit down ones in the training grounds a couple of days before are vastly different, and we are asked to go into players' backgrounds a lot more and sort of make them a bit more of a light-hearted colour piece, really, than focusing on the actual nitty-gritty of the forthcoming game.
And besides the result and Romelu Lukaku, that, you know, behind all the sort of idea that football's got no sort of spirit or compassion in it, there was a lovely moment with Bradley Lowry again at Everton at the weekend, wasn't there? It was sort of epitomised. Everton is great at dealing with these sort of events, scenarios,
the fans have
people's
taken
lives.
It's the whole club, haven't they? Because he has actually been a mascot for Everton this season as well when he walked out with Romelu Lukaku, or was rather carried by Romelu Lukaku, and he came out with Jermaine Defoe this time with Sunderland, who has done more than you know, his bit in the compassionate side of what's happening with Bradley Lowry. But Everton have certainly taken to him, you know, with their hearts, and every single fan was delighted, and the relationship with the Sunderland fans has been brilliant this season. So it is something that Everton do particularly well, as you say, Steve, and there's an awful lot that goes on behind the scenes that doesn't get covered at football clubs, and I think it's nice that this one is very much in the forefront, and you know, he's been taken to everybody's hearts, really, hasn't he? Not just Everton, but in this particular weekend, they more than played their part again.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.